Mike Jennings, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. I don't have a heap of time, but I know that you wanted to remember Brendan Kennelly this morning. I'm delighted to hear from you.
Oh, Ryan, listen, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. I had no idea that you'd be so generous. No, I just want to tell you another aspect of Brendan. Everybody knows that Brendan was a poet. Everybody knows that he was a lecturer. All his students adored him. I just wanted you to know that all the his colleagues adored him. And I was general secretary of the Federation of University Teachers, so technically I was a union man, right?
Yes.
And I just have to say, I am in possession. In fact, I have it in my hand of the most beautiful letter sent to any trade union official anywhere in the world. I defy anybody to come up with a better letter. I don't propose to write it out, Brian, because it's to me, so it's about me. But I just want to say, Brendan Kennelly, what a guy. I just give it, he says, for my own part, and as an ex-teacher into his 70s, I thank you with all my heart because you are, amongst other things, a truly great friend of education. Sincerely, Brendan. Now, I floated home that day.
Did you really?
That's what Brendan Kennelly could do for people.
Yeah.
If he could do it for a trade union official, he could do it for anybody else.
Well, what a lovely, succinct, but yet thoughtful thing to say. A friend of education. That's a beautiful way of putting it.
Well, he was. He was a friend of education. He was a friend of poetry. He was a friend of literature. But mostly, he was a friend of people. He loved people. That's why people loved him.
Yes, that's for sure. And I'm so glad that you were able to remember him that way this morning. Mike, it's been good to brief but great to talk to you this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ryan. Really appreciate
don't mention
it. Bye-bye.
Mike thanks. Jennings joining us there with a short but meaningful recollection of the great late Brendan Kennelly. Thanks for all the text messages in, including Tom and Rathvarnum says, as a literature fan, you should look out for the Anthology of Irish Poetry from Penguin UK, edited by Brendan. A great selection, out of print now, but sometimes found in charity shops or the odd small bookshop. Well, I'll certainly look out for it. Thank you for the recommendation. Sounds wonderful. We have to leave it there for this morning. We'll be back with you tomorrow between 9 and 10. Stay tuned to Claire Byrne, who's standing by, and we say have a great day. Thanks for listening.
The Ryan Tuberty Show. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.